This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Michael Brown. Britain's House of Commons voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to approve a trade deal with the European Union, the last major step in London's years-long split from the continent's 27-member governing body. Starting Friday on New Year's Day, the trade deal ensures that Britain and the EU can continue to trade goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion in annual British-EU trade and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. But Brexit will also bring inconvenience, such as the need for tourists to have insurance when traveling between the EU and Britain, and for companies to fill out millions of new customs declarations. U.S. trade officials on Wednesday said they were increasing tariffs on certain European Union products, including aircraft-related parts and wines from France and Germany, amid an ongoing civil aircraft dispute between Washington and Brussels. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, the USTR, said it was adding tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts and certain non-sparkling wines, as well as cognacs and other brandies from France and Germany. The new tariffs are the latest action in the 16-year U.S.-EU dispute over civil aviation subsidies involving European aircraft company Airbus SE and its U.S.-based rival Boeing. Representatives for the European Union could not be immediately reached for comment on the USTR action. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is